we do realise that there are initiatives coming from government that are starting to address the issue, but there needs to be a lot more done. And again, I've mentioned this before, the different models where community groups can really benefit, and like the collaborations that have happened between ourselves and the tidy towns. And it's showing that there's so many good ideas that are bubbling underneath the surface, but the support from the top needs to come, and that's the message that I'll be giving to the minister. And
no coincidence that the celebration of Church Lane success under the Historic Towns Initiative is being celebrated today. You're making a very conscious and open effort to link the two, saying yes, it's a very important celebration, but we did it because of the community, and we did it because this, you know, is what can happen at the end of it.
Yeah, because we, like, one of our speakers there today is from is Jude Sherry and Frank O'Connor, who've been highlighting the problem in down in Cork, but we showed them around yesterday, and it's like this is a stage. What when we actually go at the issue, what can happen? And so that is there. It's that dereliction does not have to be a permanent feature. And when you get the support, and the HDI demonstrated that when you get the support of the local authority, the community, other stakeholders, different organisations, and the property owners themselves, once they collaborate, good things can happen.
Chairman Cormac, the Tidy Towns central to this conference as well, and indeed part of this conference was prompted by the fact that dereliction was identified as an issue in the most recent report.
That's correct, Donal. Yeah, it was in our... we've been tic-tacking with our adjudicators over the last 2 or 3 years about this problem, and this is something that we have developed. It started with a survey, it moved on to a report back again from the judges, and here we are now really at a national conference promoting dereliction. You know, we're on the national stage with this, and it's something we're really, really excited about.
And again, the word that keeps cropping up is community. I'm looking here at the people at this conference. Many of them I recognise because I see them regularly in yellow jackets, picking up litter, working on the ground. There is a very clear sense of community in Letterkenny and in Donegal, and that seems to be at the centre of everything we discussed today.
I totally agree, Donald. I find about Letterkenny, there's a can-do attitude in the town, and I've been in a lot of things over the years in the town, and you know, there is no magic answers to any of these problems, but the first thing you have to do, and Donald mentioned earlier, is you have to talk, you have to communicate with people, and you have to work with people, with all types of people, everybody, all parts of the circle. And when you do that, you slowly can make things happen. And I have to say, Letterkenny to me is a great place for people to get together, and this is a testament of it here.